Once again, for media members who have just joined the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning, and we'll work those questions into them. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. A tough one for you guys on Saturday in conference opener and fall 35-18 to Stony Brook. Just before we kind of break the game down, give me your impressions on the contest.
Well, you know, I got great respect for Chuck and Stony Brook. I think that they're a well-coached, disciplined football team. You know, we came out feeling very good going into it, but obviously we laid the ball down on the grass the first play of the game, which gave them a short field, and so, you know, they got in shortly after that, you know, got up 7-0, and we put ourselves in a 14-point hole. You know, I thought offensively, you know, we had opportunities to even the score at least, you know, before the half, but we're unable to, you know, execute either through, you know, turnover down in the high red area, or, you know, just, you know, drives fizzling for whatever reason. But we really certainly felt we left a number of points out there. Second half, you know, field position became really, you know, they did a really good job, punted the ball down inside the five and pinned us and got us, you know, in a tough situation with long field in front. But, you know, we're able to flip that, you know, with a takeaway on defense and, you know, had an opportunity to get it going at 21-10. But, you know, they answered that score, and we were unable to get back on top of it. So disappointed in the loss, you know, feel like we, you know, probably can present a better performance, and we will aim to do that as we go forward. Didn't play our best, and when you do with that in this league right now, you're going to go down on the loss side of things, and that's where it ended up.
How tough is it, especially for your home opener? I'm sure your guys were jacked up coming out, and then to have that turnover and the quick score, how tough is that to overcome?
Well, I mean, we've been a resilient group always. Unfortunately, we've been in that situation before, you know, and we'd like to eliminate that, obviously. But, you know, anytime something like that happens early in the game, it's obviously a body blow, but it's certainly not a knockout punch. There's a long time in the game after that first play, and whether the turnover happens on the first play or the 65th play, you know, it always has an opportunity to impact the game. But there was plenty of time to, you know, steady our feet, and we did, and, you know, went out and played and got better as we went through the game defensively, you know, ended up, you know, giving up a couple things late. But bottom line is that it's a tough one to overcome, not the way you script it out, but certainly something that does not determine the outcome that early in a game.
Here with Rhode Island head coach Jim Fleming. If you have a question for him, just hit star one, and we've got a question in queue if you'll get that, Tony.
And your first question comes from Will Giggum from Independent.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Good, Will. How are you?
I'm good. Talking about Harvard, obviously a familiar opponent for you guys the last few years. What are you expecting out of them this season?
You know, Harvard is year in and year out, you know, one of the better in their leagues, and they've obviously been a very tough opponent for us the first 2 years we played them. And, you know, we got them this year and then one final game next year, which, you know, looking forward to that contest. I think that the unnerving thing going into a, you know, our third game, but their first game, is to know if there's anything that's, you know, they've changed up, any different dramatic twist. But I think that we're reasonably comfortable believing that, you know, Harvard does what they do, and they reload with very, very good players. I know they graduated some guys that we've been, you know, studying the people that replace them as best we can. But we expect them to do what they've always done, which is play, you know, very solid defense, and offensively, you know, their structure, you know, makes you work defensively. So we got our work cut out for us. It'll be a quality opponent coming in here, and we've got to find a way to win the football game.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Jim, Tyler Harris, obviously, over the first 2 weeks, has got a big arm and a ton of talent, 185 yards passing, but the turnovers are certainly a factor at Central Michigan, and some interceptions I'm sure he would like to have back on Saturday. As a coach, how have you tried, what have you talked to him about, and how he can, you know, cut those down a little bit?
Well, I think, you know, we talked about last week. This week was, you know, the real poor decision he made was a 2nd and 10 in the high red area that, you know, it was not a broken down play. He was trying to make something happen that wasn't really there and, you know, should have tossed the ball away. I think, you know, he's a first-time starter for quite some time, and he's, you know, trying to give the spark necessary for us to be able to put points on the board. So he's made some aggressive decisions that might not, that are being addressed and trying to get those out of the repertoire. But you know, he's continuing to improve and really looking forward. He did do another number of good things, putting the ball where it needed to be, and we've got to have everybody else making him even better. There was a touchdown pass that he put right on the money that, you know, I think the DB got its hand in there very late, but one that we felt we should have come up with. There was a couple other balls right now that might have been slightly high, but we're looking for our guys to go up and make it right and make the great play. So he's come along. We're addressing the turnover piece, and, you know, he's getting better.
I know you played Juwan Lawson, another transfer, some in the fourth quarter. He did have 96 yards and a touchdown. What did you like about his play, and does he bring you anything different than maybe Tyler does?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little bit of a different flavor. I mean, it's the similar packaging that we do. We don't really change the whole offense based upon who the quarterback is there. Juwan did a good job, you know, operating versus, you know, a soft coverage football, you know, on defense as the score was already, you know, a little tough for us to close in the last final minutes, but we wanted to get him on the field and see what he can do, and he responded very well, completed a number of passes, was able to advance the chains with his legs. So, I mean, there was some very good things to see on tape, and we feel good about having him here and being ready to go if his number's called.
I'm going to switch to the defensive side of the ball, and as you touched on, it was a pretty solid effort. You guys hold Stony Brook to 302 yards and only 112 on the ground. Did a nice job shutting down their backs. What was, as you've gone back and look at film, what was your impression of your defensive effort?
You know, I thought it was good. You know, I was, you know, that we were, you know, disappointed about the touchdown passes. You know, we were loaded up very heavily on the run game. We knew that was the critical component we needed to take care of. But obviously, when you load up on the run, you know, there's things that you're not disregarding the pass, but you might not get as much help on some of the things that scored on us. But, you know, the two slants that were in the red area that, you know, that were completed touchdown passes, you know, really should have been doubled. So, I mean, we've got to make sure that our eyes are better, our keys are better, and, you know, understand, you know, how we can keep those pieces off, because we were solid versus the run. I think our front guys played well. I think we had good structure up there defensively to be able to stop the run, but you know, they did get a couple of explosions. You know, we had, you know, press coverage one time took us over the top late, which really kind of put the dagger in us. But you know, there's certain things we'll get better at, but we do have an aggressive group that runs around well, and you know, we've got to play, you know, tighter and tighter as we go through the year to make a move in this conference.
I know you touched on a little bit with Will, but sort of a unique situation with this Harvard game, with you guys going into game three and them not having played at all. I guess it's an advantage in some ways that you guys are in week three, but how tough does it make the prep, and have you thought about that at all? Like I said, to have a team in week three against a team in week one is doesn't happen very often.
No, it was really not my preference. You know, this was on the schedule when I first got here, and, you know, I've been scratching my head every time we get to line up against them. It's a very unusual deal, because I'm sure that, as sure as I'm talking to you, that they were sitting right in the stands at our football game on Saturday to be able to go ahead and get as much information as they needed. Obviously, we don't trade conference tape, so, you know, hopefully the Stony Brook tape is secured and put away, but I'm sure they've been able to get the Central Michigan tape somehow. And so, unnerving, but bottom line is, you know, the one thing that we understand, and we feel at least, that we'll base our game plans based upon what they did last year versus us and last year versus the other opponents in their league, and we'll build our structure, and we'll count on our rules to be able to take care of anything that's new. So, unnerving a little bit, you know, but it's a very quality football team, very quality football program, and, you know, need to go out and find a way to get a W here.
All right, Jeb, thanks for your time this morning. Good luck against Harvard, and we'll talk again next Monday.
All right, great. Thanks.
Thanks.